Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rocco Berry, Nikarima, he'll bomb again, out Saab's way, he times his leap, he's up, it's come loose, Curran is there, Curran has gone over for the Warriors.
Yeah, that was his first try in the NRL Sats. Quick trivia for you.
Good player, this kid.
Who was it against?
His first try?
Yeah.
For the Warriors?
Yes.
This year or in his career?
No, in his career.
2019 he went over. I'm going to say West Tigers.
Nah, who was it, Josh?
It was Manly 2021.
There you go, at Brookvale. Did you win that game at Brookie?
No, bro, we were leading like 30-6 and Turbo just absolutely killed us.
Oh, jeez.
He does that.
He does that to teams, doesn't he? Yeah. Josh Curran, who's the a back rower for the Warriors, having a great year. Tell you what, former Maryland's Ram Jr. Sats, two tries in five games this season. He's in red-hot form, Satsy.
Yeah, good player. Love watching you play, Josh. And a little bit of a throwback back rower you are. You know, you see a lot of back rowers now that are 6'3", 6'4", but the guys like yourself and Victor Radley and Cam Murray keeping the small forwards going. Now, what I've got to say, Josh, I mean, seeing Mount Smart Stadium last week, it was absolutely rocking. It must have felt great as a player.
Oh yeah, a full Mount Smart Stadium. Honestly, it's I think it only fits like 28,000, but honestly, it feels like there's about 50,000 there with the crowd really getting into it. So yeah, we love going to Mount Smart and getting packed crowds. We can really feel it on the field.
What's it like with the team, the way they're travelling, Josh? And I suppose seeing how many people were at the stadium the other day and how excited they were, obviously that's what the reflection of what the community is like at the moment around Auckland. Everyone's obviously jumping on while the club is moving along the way you are at the moment?
Yeah, it's good, I guess. Yeah, I guess it helps that we're winning. But, having the crowd there, yeah, it honestly helps us. And, we've been saying it all year. We're such a different team this year. Webby's came on board and he's changed a lot of things up. He's made us real resilient. And I think you could see that on the weekend. They had about 20 tackles on our line, and we're just real resilient this year, and we're such a different team.
Well, he talked about that, didn't we? We spoke to him a couple of times in the pre-season Sats, and Andrew Webster, coach, actually said we're going to work hard on defence. And I watching that game of the weekend, I thought your defence was outstanding against the Cowboys.
It's the most glaring improvement.
Yeah,
and it's obviously what you focused on the most. Is that right, Josh?
Yeah, 100%. So when Webby first came in, he pretty much gave us the details of what we wanted to work on in pre-season, but he said defence was a big one. It was mainly for all the boys that last year when we made an error, we would put our heads down and just sook about it and get the negativities out there. But this year, when we make an error, we go, what's next? And you can really see that on the field.
Josh, when you've got to be a good defensive side, first and foremost, you've got to have the right work ethic as a group and as an individual. And most notably, you've got to be fitter than everyone else to be a really good defensive side. The preseason you've just gone through, and you've been there since 2019, was it different to other preseasons? Was it harder? Was it a little bit more specific?
I guess we just got ball in hand real early. And we just started playing like heaps of con games and pretty much just drilling our game fitness into us, if you get what I mean. So this preseason was actually real fun preseason. It wasn't like one of them long draining ones, but Webby used to always say like you go home happy but also tired.
Yeah. Now, when you talk about happiness, if you had a happy home, you got a happy life, you play better rugby league. And the Kiwi born and bred boys, being home full time now after being on the road for so long, away from families and schooling and their extended families, do you think that's also maybe played a bit of a role on the performances to date so far? They're a little bit more settled with their life?
Yeah, 100%. I know for a fact that a couple of the boys found it hard during the COVID period. Mainly last year, I think a couple of the boys, they were just happy to get back home. So, being back in NZ really helps. And, all the boys over here, I think it's, a New Zealand thing and Islander thing is, like, family's massive to them. And, they get a bit lost without family, as we all do. But, being back home really helps.
Josh, have you still got that old Nissan? Because it was parked. Ever listen to this? Before COVID hit, he parked his car. Now, correct me if I'm wrong with this. Parks his car at Warriors headquarters, comes over to Australia. 2 years later, it's still parked there. All of his possessions.
Is that true?
Sitting in the car, including a TV.
Yeah. So when we when I first moved over here, I just bought a car to get around, and when COVID hit, they said we're going to be over there for 6 weeks. So I was like, oh, I'll just park it at the stadium and I'll come pick it back up. And 2 years later, the car's still there. So the office people were actually asking, like, wondering whose car it was, and they were going to get it towed. And they just, I don't know why, but they just never got it towed. And when we came back here for our first game against Tigers, one of the office ladies had my keys. And they're like, they were like surprised it was still my car. But I actually sold that car, so got it all serviced up and sold it.
Did it start straight away when you got the keys?
No. The battery was dead. I had to change the battery over and get it all serviced. So one of the guys around the corner from our workplace actually helped me out there.
Had mold on the wheels. I read a report. It was an old 2005 Nissan. Would have been dropping oil everywhere, no doubt about it.
Yeah, there was mold around the wheels. I think the two front rails were flat. It was a big job.
Hey, so you moved. Who'd you move out with? Because that's the reason why you had all your belongings in the car, because you just moved out, though, too, didn't you? You were living with a couple of players.
Yeah, so when I first moved over here, I moved into the Warriors house for about... probably about 4 weeks, and my best mate Jackson Fry and Kyle Lorden were here, and they just said pretty much come in our place. So I packed up all my stuff, and I was living with them for about a year. Then COVID hit, and we told our landlord that we were only going to be 6 weeks, and 2 years later. Oh.
So who are you living with now? Are you living with any players now?
Nah, it's just me and my partner. So we're just, we've got a nice little two-bedroom and one bathroom, so which is good.
And a new car.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Now,
and a Mazda.
Yeah, yourself and Dallin Watini-Zelezniak, who's winning in the mullet stakes?
Oh, this is hard.
Oh, I've got to go Dow. He's got, his hair's real curly.
It's thick, isn't it?
He's lucky.
Hey?
It is thick.
You haven't had it pulled during the game, have you yet? Like this—that's the big story this week, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you had your hair pulled if you got a mullet?
Nah. But I wear the headgear, so it's kind of protected. But I feel like if it gets pulled, it's our own fault. We're growing it. You know what I mean?
There you go. Now, are you used to the cold yet? I know because it was broken up for 2 years, being over in Australia for COVID, but being there, what this is your. Yeah, since 2019, 4 years. Are you used to the cold yet?
Yeah. No, honestly, you can't get used to New Zealand cold. It's I reckon the worst one is when you run out for an 8 o'clock game, you run out for warm up, and it's that cold.
Yeah, my wife's a Kiwi; she never gets used to it. Okay, we're going to put you through the blowtorch now. Okay, Josh, it's short answers about your teammates. Okay, we asked this to all our guests that come on, our old guests. If you had two tickets to the best event in the world, let's just say it's the Super Bowl, you've got one ticket and you can only take one other teammate. Who is it and why?
That's a hard one. I don't know, probably Shawnee Johnson.
Yeah. He looks like...
I just know he'd...
He'd have a good time, but he might be the answer to my next question. Who's the best dancer in the club?
Best dancer? Dallin, actually. He's got some dance moves.
Okay, who's the most annoying teammate? The one teammate you'd love to be able to mute, put on mute for 24 hours.
Probably Freddie Lussick. He's just like a little pest. it was Jazz, but Freddie's really taken over it.
Okay, now one of the funniest teammates. So if you had to go to a comedy, like some sort of comedy club, and one of your teammates had to get up on stage and entertain the crowd for 10 to 15 minutes, who would it be?
There's a couple. Probably Adam. Adam, Jazz, or Bailey.
Adam Fanua Blake looks too scary to be funny.
But where do you reckon people are just...
He looks scary, but he's the biggest kid. He's the biggest kid, but he's scary.
Okay, the last one. Who's the first player to leave Mad Monday?
First player to leave Mad Monday.
And you can't say yourself.
No, I'm the last one, mate. I don't know.
See, they all go for days, the Kiwi boys.
So. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't know. They're big drinkers over here. I don't know. I honestly can't answer that one. I don't know.
What's the beer question you ask everyone, Sats? Spates or?
Drink Spates, lose your mates. Is it Spates or DB for you?
No, I drink, I think it's called Spates or the Tigers.
Yeah, Spates.
I don't got much beer selection over here.
Not many microbreweries popping up over there. Hey, we've got to ask you a question. A couple of weeks ago, we had Will Warbrick on from the Melbourne Storm. He's done the opposite to you. He's come from New Zealand to the Storm. Now, we always give Storm players a hard time about drinking the yak milk lattes and wearing black skivvies and all that sort of stuff in Melbourne. We joked with him and said, oh, do you drink, what is it, goat's milk? And he goes, mate, he goes, before I come over here, he goes, I thought there was only one type of milk. Is it true that there is only one type of milk in New Zealand? And that's full cream?
Plenty of cows.
Nah. They got oat milk. They got all the milks.
Right, okay. We've cleared that one up, haven't we? Beauty. Hey, Josh, good luck this week. Mate, who you got this week? I should have looked this up, but I forgot. Who you got this week?
Melbourne,
Anzac
Day.
Oh, yeah, Melbourne.
Famous Tuesday game.
Of course.
Yeah, very emotional game. It's one of the great days on the calendar.
Yeah, beauty. All right, mate. Listen, good luck with that. And, hey, thanks for spending some time with us tonight on Sports Day.
Thanks for having me.